Okay, we've got a special interview today on the Motor Show. Straight from the USA, we've found as we wander around the International Dirt Bike Show at Stoneleigh, Jason Thomas. Jason, how's it going?
Really good. Just it's my first time to the Dirt Bike Show here, and been to the UK many times, but it's kind of a different experience working instead of, you know, most times trade shows for me are a lot of shaking hands and signing autographs for sponsors and stuff like that. So a little bit of a different experience, but I'm finding it quite enjoyable. And yeah, just a little bit of a long weekend at this point. It's Sunday now, so looking forward to wrapping it up, but happy to be here still.
So for our sort of younger listeners who may have not, they probably heard your name, but may not know what you've done in the past and stuff like that, because you've done a hell of a lot in off-road. Just give us a brief history of what sort of your highlights, really.
Yeah, so I turned pro in 1997, which seems like forever ago now. But yeah, I've been racing Supercross and Motocross in the States since then, and in Europe a lot as well. And yeah, I was a top 15, top 20 guy pretty much my whole career. Yeah, it was times when I was maybe a top 10 guy. But yeah, career highlights were kind of won a German Supercross Championship 2 years ago. And yeah, I was won the Montreal Supercross two times. Had a lot of podiums and wins across Europe. I think one thing I was really proud of, I won races in, I think, 22 countries. I won a race, some kind of motocross race in. So yeah, just a really long career, and you know, excited to be winding it down. It's, you know, bittersweet a little bit as far as memories, but looking forward to new challenges and my new job, and yeah, just next chapter of life.
Did you ever sort of race GPs, or was that something that you always wanted to do and you never did?
Yeah, unfortunately I never got to. I raced the US GP a few times, but it's not really the same thing. So just the opportunity never really presented itself to me, and I wasn't really ever very good in the mud, so I think that was a little bit prohibitive for me to really ride GPs. And I have a lot of respect for the World Championship, and those guys are very, very good at what they do in the World Championship, and I didn't really ever feel like I would excel at it, and I felt like it would be a big struggle for me if I ever made that decision. So I just felt like it was never really the best move for me.
So you were sort of racing Carmichael then at his peak. What was it like racing against somebody like that?
Yeah, honestly, I've raced against Ricky since we were, you know, 7 or 8 years old. We were both from Florida and known him my whole life. So yeah, he unequivocally was the best overall rider I've ever seen, ever been around. Yeah, there maybe some guys were better at certain disciplines, McGrath at Supercross, maybe Everts at times, and, you know, World Championship type racing, mud and stuff like that. But if you take a whole picture of a rider, it's really hard to compete with Carmichael, because he was on a world champion, you know, world class, all-time great level at literally every discipline he rode at. So it was a privilege to race with him, and it's even more of a privilege to call him a friend.
And you mentioned at the beginning about a career change. Just tell us what you do now.
Yeah, I'm recently hired with Fly Racing as international sales manager. So it's a new challenge. It's a whole new world, you know, as far as the sales, and just completely different, you know, side of the coin as far as the motocross industry. So it's a lot of learning. And, you know, the great thing is I have relationships with a lot of the same people that I have to do business with now. So yeah, it's new to me, but yeah, it's a lot of the same, dealing with the same people, and it's just great to find a home with such a great company and such a great, you know, to be still related with motocross was my main goal, and yeah, so it's awesome.
So what can we expect from Fly in the next, for 2013?
Well, we introduced, you know, our new line this year, which has a couple new products in it, and then, you know, we kind of revamped a lot of the, you know, our traditional line, so you know, we're excited. We still have, you know, our marquee guys, Trey Kennard and Andrew Short, and then we have the BTO Sports team, which I've been a part of for the last 7 years, and, you know, we added Matt Gerke this year. So I invite everyone to check out the 2013 stuff. I know I'm excited about it. I'm a little bit bummed out that I don't get to actually wear it at the races this year, because it's easily the best stuff we've had in a really long time. So, yeah, just if you're out there, check it out. You know, the UK guys, you can get it from RaceFX, who I'm here supporting. And, yeah, just excited. It's a great company to work for. It's very family-oriented, and you just feel like you're a part of a team when you work there. It's not that corporate, you know, serious environment. Everyone works together and couldn't be more happy with the relationship we have with RaceFX here in the UK.
Nice one. So you're off to Germany now to race Supercross. You expecting to regain? Is it regain your champion title or?
Yeah, it's we'll see how it goes. I've been working more than I've been riding over the last few weeks, so it's a little unsettling. I know I'm probably not as prepared as I would normally be coming into this championship, but yeah, it's more fun now. I have a real job, and racing isn't the number one priority anymore, as weird as that sounds. So just have to keep it in perspective next weekend and try to have fun with it and realize that I'm 33 years old now, and it's not life or death if I win the race, which it used to be. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit different dynamic when I'm racing there and try to enjoy it because this is my last time. And instead of being upset if things aren't going perfectly, I just have to realize, you know, I'm never going to get another chance at this and really try to enjoy it.
Nice one. We'll have good fun in Germany at the Supercross and hope to see you back in the UK at the show next year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I want to thank Moto Magazine, learning more and more about it, and just happy to be here. I'm sure I'll be here next year and looking forward to expanding on that.